Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Here's a question for you. Have you ever thought about what values you share with your grandparents and what differences you have? And why do you have these things in common, and why do you have those differences? Well, we're continuing our lesson today. It's called A Look at Generations. There are so many things that affect a person, including what generation they were born in. So, let's learn about four generations today. The baby boomers, Generation X, millennials, and Generation Z or iGen. Right. All right, friends, open up your magazine and let's begin.
A Look at Generations. Baby Boomers, born 1946 to 1964. World War II soldiers returned home, married, and started families, resulting in a boom in births. These babies are known as baby boomers. They were the first generation to grow up with and be influenced by television. Some became hippies who rejected the conventional values and ideas of their parents. Generation X, born 1965 to 1981. Many in this generation grew up with parents who were divorced or not often at home. Gen Xers are more tolerant of non-traditional ideas than earlier generations.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 conventional 这个形容词。Conventional 是指传统的或习惯的。例如 Maria came from a very conventional family. All the women stayed home after they got married. Maria 来自一个非常传统的家庭，所有的女生结了婚之后就待在家里。Conventional 也指流于旧的模式的。例如 This movie is just another conventional romantic comedy. 这部电影就是一部老套的爱情喜剧。它的名词是去掉字尾的 al 变成 convention。例如 It's Chinese convention for brides to dress in red for good luck. 中国的习俗就是新娘要穿红色，这样才喜气洋洋。接下来看的是 tolerant 这个形容词。T-O-L-E-R 这个字根有忍耐的意思，所以 tolerant 是指容忍的或者是宽容的。如果要说明对什么是容忍的话，是用 of 这个介系词。例如 Our school is not tolerant of such conduct. This student will be dismissed. 我们学校不能容忍这种行为，这个学生将会被退学。或者是 We need to be tolerant of each other's differences if we want to work together.如果我们要一起工作，就必须要容忍彼此之间的不同。它的动词是 tolerate, T-O-L-E-R-A-T-E。例如 ,How can you tolerate these working conditions? 你怎么受得了这种工作的环境呢？
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue learning about generations here with baby boomers who were born between 1946 and 1964.So, World War II soldiers returned home, married, and started families. How pleasant. Mm-hmm. Resulting in a boom in births.
It's like, boom!
Yes.
Like that, right?
Just like that, Rebecca. Boom! Except it was like, you know, kind of a big thing, and a lot of babies came out.
Ah.
Yeah. These are called the baby boomers. Not the people who gave birth, but the people who were born during this time. So,My parents are baby boomers. What about yours?
And guess what, Gabe? My parents are also baby boomers.
Nice.
Well, these babies are known as baby boomers. They were the first generation to grow up with, and be influenced by television. It's actually really funny, because sometimes I talk to my mom, mm-hmm. and she tells me growing up, she didn't have a microwave.
Oh,
You know a microwave?
I know what a microwave is. I wasn't born in 1946.
Oh, okay, okay. Just making sure. But see, she didn't have a microwave growing up, so the idea of a microwave was so strange to her.
Yeah. Did she grow up with television? I mean, she watched television when she was a kid. Probably.
Let me think. Probably.
But maybe it was in black and white?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Right. Okay. Well, there are a lot of things we take for granted today, and we don't, you know, we weren't around when these things were just beginning, when these kinds of technologies were just getting started. And so it's easy for us to just kind of take them for granted and not really appreciate what we have. So we continue here. Some became hippies. Some baby boomers became hippies who rejected the conventional values and ideas of their parents. And I just got to say, so a hippie, this is a member of a counterculture in the United States in the 1960s. And some characteristics were, you know, they were against all kinds of fighting, so all kinds of wars, right? They had very liberal attitudes towards things like sex and drugs. Although this guy just looks like a peaceful, fun, loving guy.
Guess what, Gabe? My mom was actually a hippie.
Oh, she was?
She was a hippie for a while.
Was she a flower child?
I don't know. She just called herself a hippie.
Nice.
Yeah, until later on in life when she actually matured a little bit and decided, I don't want to live the hippie life anymore.
Interesting. You know, I went to India a couple years ago, and there's a famous beach town called Goa.
Oh.
And I was kind of surprised. I didn't know anything about it before. I was surprised how many hippies from the West had moved there several decades ago, and they still live there as hippies, dressing like hippies, acting like hippies. It was kind of an interesting subculture.
That's because they are hippies.
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, continuing on, some became hippies who rejected the conventional values and ideas of their parents.
Well, what is a conventional value? Yesterday we learned about traditional or moral values. Conventional is kind of like traditional, right? It's established ways of doing something or the accepted ways of doing or believing something.
So, for example, at one point in time, a conventional value would be mom stay home with their kids. That is actually progressively changing, and more moms are actually working and not staying home. Another conventional value would be the idea of husband and wife, you know, male, female, getting married.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, not getting divorced, no matter what the cost. You know, that's a very conventional value. I have to say, I maybe have, I don't agree with all conventional values. For example, I think that it's great that women are finding, you know, places to work even after they're married with kids. But I do have some conventional values. As I was mentioning yesterday, I don't think that we as a society gets to vote on what God thinks about marriage. I agree that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's a conventional value, but I hold to it.
Absolutely. Me too. Okay, well, the next section is called Generation X. Many in this generation grew up with parents who are divorced or not often at home. Might we say that they had absent parents?
Yes, absent parents. Maybe they were often away from home, or in some cases even just left completely and abandoned their kids. Friends, we see this word tolerant in the next sentence, and we want to talk about the idea of tolerance, okay? That is the idea of being okay with beliefs or behavior that you don't already fully agree with.
That's right. Well, friends, we have more to learn, but right now it's time for us to learn something new in the
Info Cloud.
Welcome to Info Cloud. Today we're going to talk a little bit about history and a little bit about the economy.
Are we talking about the Great Depression, Ken?
That's a good guess, but today we're talking about boom towns. Now, economic booms are periods of great growth or wealth.
But boom towns are a bit different. When we talk about a boom town, we are talking about a town that grew rapidly because of a new economic event.
A boom can be a great period of growth. It can also be a big sound like the sound of an explosion. A boom town, in a way, is a bit of both.
The gold rush in the 19th century created a lot of boom towns. When people discovered gold in California, a lot of towns exploded when people came from all over to look for gold.
And the same thing happened with oil fields. When oil was discovered in Texas, there were also a lot of jobs and a lot of growth in a short period of time.
But boom towns usually have a lot of problems with making that growth last, or they have trouble making enough roads or houses to keep up.
And if the reason for the boom of a boom town disappears, like the gold runs out or the oil dries up, many boom towns will also disappear.
And towns where everyone has left because all the business has left are called ghost towns.
Boom 是爆炸的声音，这个字常用来描写经济发展或繁荣的景气。在19世纪美国的西部，因为找到了黄金，引发了淘金潮 The Gold Rush， 也因此产生了许多的 Boom Town， 也就是一夕之间变得兴旺繁荣的城镇。 Boom Town 也可以指任何迅速崛起的新兴城市，但很多 Boom Town 呢，只是昙花一现，无法维持它的繁荣，后来的下场就是变成了 ghost town。 所谓的鬼镇并不是说它闹鬼，而是因为经济环境的因素而被荒废放弃居住的城镇。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning about different generations today, generations especially in the United States, but some of these generations have even reached around the world, at least the way we can describe different generations. So far we've talked about baby boomers and Generation X. But what about the millennials and Generation Z? Let's continue learning about this now.
A look at generations. They gained the reputation of lacking direction and drive. Yet the founders of Amazon and Google are Gen Xers. Millennials, born 1982 to 2000. Millennials, aka Generation Y, were often overly protected by their parents.They are viewed as spoiled and entitled, but technology smart. They are the first to grow up in the digital age. Generation Z, iGen, born after 2000. A name for this generation has not been fully decided on, as the oldest members are still teenagers. However, this generation will be strongly influenced.By rapidly changing technology.
OK, 继续我们看 entitled 这个动词 ,en 这个字首是指使如何如何 ,title 是指职称或资格，所以 entitled 是指使有资格或使有权利。例如 the contract entitles you to workers' compensation if you get hurt while working. 如果你在工作时受了伤，这份合约可以让你有资格得到工作补偿金。Entitled 常常用被动语态，如果要说明有资格得到某种事物或权利的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 students and elderly people are entitled to cheaper train fares.学生跟年长者可以有资格购买火车的优待票。最后我们看 digital 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 digit 这个名词。digit 是指数字，例如 please enter a four-digit password, 请输入四位数的密码。 形容词 digital 是指数位化的，例如 only a few people use conventional cameras after the invention of digital cameras. 数位相机发明之后，只有少数人使用传统式的相机了。或者是 digital recordings allow music to be stored in digital forms. 数位录音的方式让音乐能够以数位的形态被保存。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Let's continue learning about Generation X here. We read, they gained the reputation of lacking direction and drive. Okay, so let's talk about those words, direction and drive. What is that? Well, if you have direction, you know where you're going in life. You know your purpose, right? If you have drive, you know how to motivate yourself to get there.
For example, if you want to accomplish anything in life, it is important to have direction. Mm-hmm. It's important to know where you're going with your life. Now let's use this word drive. Unfortunately, John doesn't really have much drive to study for his test tomorrow.
All right, great example. And notice Rebecca said he doesn't have much drive. There's no S on the end of that word. We don't say he doesn't have much drives. No, he doesn't have a lot of drive, okay? In this use of the word, it's always singular, direction or drive, all right? Let's continue. Yet the founders of Amazon and Google are Gen Xers. So the idea is that even though a lot of people who are Generation X don't have direction or drive, there are still some famous people who had a lot of direction and drive, like the founders of Amazon and Google.
Now it's time for the best generation.
What?
The millennials. Do you know why?
Is that us?
Because that's us. We fall into this generation.
That's right, Rebecca.
Yay for millennials.
All right, millennials. Oh, did you see that picture of strawberries?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you why.
You tell me.
Because around the world, there might be different names for generations, right? And people born in this generation, and maybe even after, some people in Chinese call this the Cao Mei Zu. You know? Do you know why?
Cao Mei Zu, why?
Yeah, do you like Cao Mei strawberries?
I love Cao Mei. Oh, strawberries. Mm.
Well, do you like bruised strawberries?
Well, of course not. Who does?
Well, nobody likes bruised strawberries, but that's the idea. People born in this generation are easily bruised. That is, easily hurt. And so, hence the idea of Cao Mei Zu.
Ah, I get it. That makes sense. Well, millennials, a.k.a. Generation Y, were often overly protected by their parents.
Exactly. That is what I'm talking about. The easily bruised, you know, if you're overly protected, you know, if you have helicopter parents, right, you might get easily bruised when you go out in the real world.
Yes, good point. They're viewed as spoiled and entitled, but technology smart. So hear that, Gabe?
What?
You are viewed as spoiled and entitled and overly protected.
Well, do you view me like that, Rebecca?
Well, I guess I have to, because that's what the lesson says. But let's take a look at this word entitled.
Okay.
Carry it away, Gabe.
Okay, good. If you're entitled, maybe you believe you have more rights than you actually do if you are entitled.
Exactly. So you could say, Bill feels like he's entitled and he can do anything he wants.
Now, there is another word that we'd like to talk about. We see here technology smart. All right, that made us think of the word savvy. Maybe someone who is tech savvy, someone who knows how to work with different kinds of technology. They have a lot of knowledge with something, and they're able to work with it very quickly and well.
Yes, like this individual, I think he's very tech savvy. He obviously looks like he knows what he's doing, and he is very keen on using that device.
And it looks like he might have grown up in the digital age, and that's something else that appears in our lesson, friends. That is the shift to an economy based on information and using computers to do information and to work with information. We also call this the information age.
Well, right now it's time for us to review with a review skit.
I'm really sorry about Generation Z. We just didn't get to you. Next time.
People who belong to the same generation have similar characteristics and shared experiences, so they relate better to each other. Generations often differ in beliefs and attitudes, which can explain why people have difficulty relating to other generations. That's called a generation gap. So, what defines a generation? Well, let's take a look.
The greatest generation overcame hardships. We endured the Great Depression. We fought in World War II.
And today, their courage and sacrifice are honored.
The Silents were too young for duty, but they still maintained strong traditional values and morals.
When soldiers returned home from World War II, they married and started families, resulting in a boom of births.
Can I put you over there, Pops? Thank you. So we're called the Baby Boomers.
They were the first generation to grow with television.
Later in life, some of us became hippies. We rejected the conventional values and ideas of our parents. Peace, man.
Well, after that came Generation X. Many grew up with parents who were divorced or not often home.
Oh, I'm tolerant of non-traditional ideas. Some people say I lack direction and drive, but I don't care. We founded Amazon and Google. Like, cool.
Amazon and Google. That's impressive. Next came the millennials, also known as Generation Y. They're overly protected, also viewed as spoiled and entitled.
Hey, don't say those things. I'll tell my parents. So what if we're spoiled and entitled? We grew up in the digital age. We're technology smart. Are you?
And finally, Generation Z. The oldest are still teenagers. No doubt, they'll be strongly influenced by rapidly changing technology.
Maybe you can call them Generation Gadget. They've got so many devices. It's pretty cool.
So, you can see that the generations are all very different, and that explains the generation gap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. If this last generation is called Generation Z, that's the last letter of the alphabet. What's after Generation Z?
I don't know. Maybe this generation is just going to keep on going. Who knows?
Maybe. Interesting idea.
Well, friends,
we do have more to learn next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. A friend who cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.